Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed your blood out there on Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words will be provided by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourself a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to the morning's words of encouragement. We certainly praying that you had a great day in worship yesterday and that your Monday has started off to be a blessing to you. We're in James chapter 2, and we're dealing with showing partiality. And today we want to look at verses 4 through 7 in reference to what's wrong with showing partiality. James said in James chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, "Are you not then partial in yourselves and are become judges of evil thoughts?" Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? Showing partiality sets one up as the judge of men. Verse 4. It makes one as God. It says who can worship God and who cannot. Who is acceptable to God and who is not acceptable. Only God himself can determine who he will accept and not accept. Listen to what the master teacher said in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 1. Judge not that ye be not judged. Romans chapter 14 and verse number 4, the apostle Paul penned these words, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. In the same chapter, verse number 13, Paul again penned these words. He said, let us not therefore judge one another anymore. But judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5, therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. And in James chapter 4, James again reiterated this principle of not judging or showing partiality. Verse 12, he says in chapter 4, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Well, it's paramount that the Bible teaches us that we should not judge each other. We should not show partiality toward others. But the Bible also says that we should judge. Listen to the master teacher in John chapter 7 and verse number 24. Jesus gives some stern instructions as to how we may judge. He says in John 7, verse number 24, judge not according to the appearance. Don't judge based on speculation. Don't judge before gathering all the facts. Not hearsay. Even in the courts of our land, hearsay is inadmissible. And many times we as Christians, we ridicule and defame and slander our brothers and our sisters in Christ based on hearsay and not on facts. But Jesus says, but judge righteous judgment. Righteous judgment is based on a standard. There must be a standard by which we can measure an individual by that standard and can see the fruits of their labor, that they do not come up to par or do not meet the standards of the standard. And what is that standard? That standard is the word of God. So God is telling us not to show partiality, not to judge, not to become judges based on appearance, not judging based on not gathering all the facts. But we must base our judgment on righteous judgment, gathering all the facts. So number one, partiality puts us in the position of judging men unfairly. Not righteous judgment, but unfair judgment. Secondly, partiality reveals evil thoughts. In verse 4 again, are you not partial in yourselves and are become judges of evil thoughts? The person who shows partiality focuses upon mundane and changeable things, things such as clothes, cars, houses, and all other outward things that change, waste away, rot, and decay ever so rapidly. Such thoughts are corrupt because they focus upon corruptible things and neglect the person entirely. It says that material things such as clothes and cars are more important than the person himself. This, of course, is foolishness. Yet it is exactly how most people behave, but most people in the world show partiality. Believers are never to show partiality, not to a single soul. We are to look at the person himself. What matters in this life, his health, soul, his body, and spirit, what matters is that he's saved and come to know the love, joy, and peace that only Christ can bring him. Then and only then can he become a dynamic personality who can serve God and man to his fullest ability. Then and only then can he fulfill his purpose for being on this earth and make the fullest possible contribution to society and Christ. But the only way he can do this is for believers to stop discriminating against him and begin to love him and win him to Christ. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verses 21 through 22. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. What he felt was most important in life was not his soul, not where he would live eternally, but his possessions. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:24, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. And as we close, Paul in Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 4, he said, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Remember, dear listener, that when we show partiality, when we show favoritism, when we have certain individuals that we will do for and we won't do for based on who they are and what they have, we put ourselves, number one, as judges. And secondly, when we show partiality, we reveal evil thoughts. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, who art in heaven, it is once again that you have blessed us to do this devotion. You've given us health and strength, a right frame of mind. Father, we come on behalf of those who are on this call this morning who may be challenged with difficulties in life, who may be dealing with relationship problems, dealing with children that have gone astray and we're frustrated, don't know exactly what to do and how to reach them. Father, we ask that you give us the patience, the wisdom to know how to act and what to say at the appropriate times. Father, we ask that you be with Brother Bradshaw and Sister Bradshaw and the church there and all the ministers that participate on this platform. Bless their lives, bless their families. Bless whatever they put their hands to do that is right. Multiply it, that they may be able to have other more resources to serve in your kingdom. We pray for those that are incarcerated, especially those that are incarcerated wrongfully, doing time for things they have not committed. We ask that you would protect them, be with their families as they do time with them on the outside. Father, go with us throughout the remaining of this day. Help us to walk worthy of that vocation wherein you have called us, who were called by the gospel. for the purpose of living a life that will exemplify Christ. And this will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.